Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing tones of the Mystery Men bring us in once again, and we have live playoff hockey going on right now. We have live NHL hockey going on right now, which we'll talk about in a second. Welcome again to another amazing episode of the greatest show to represent hockey ever. I'm saying that now. I'm the catalyst, dang it. That's right.
You're going with that. Okay.
Listen. You have to believe in yourself, and if you believe it, others will believe it.
Aim big.
I am the man. I am Dan the Man Colachico, the above-average comedian. I'm your host. Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. With me, as always,
the angry specialist.
You're going to get this right one night. Kelly Levy, follow at Twitter at Sked Central.
Yeah.
Make something up. It's a host thing.
I said my name. It's good.
I'm going to just call you Angry Spatula.
Exactly.
Right now. And, of course, with us as always, forever and ever for now. I mean, from now on.
Until he curses tonight.
That he's fired.
There will be no cursing, just joyous celebration up here in Massachusetts.
That's right.
Okay.
Paul Baker. Paul, where can everybody find you, of course?
Puckman R.I.
Look, and that's one of the best names ever on Twitter, I believe. A lot of little news. It's all playoffs. Well, there's one or two things I'll mention towards the end that aren't playoff related, but it's mostly playoff related tonight. First of all, I figured we'd start right off. You two can go about the end. Well, that's so bad. The AHL.
We're going to start at the end. That's brilliant.
Start at the end and go back to the beginning. It's Memento. Still haven't seen it. The AHL playoffs. Right now, we'll start with the obvious questions. How are the Bruins doing there, Paul?
Oh, Providence is playing Wilkes-Barre Scranton, or is it Wilkes-Barre Scranton,
whatever.
Penguins? Whatever it is, it's tied to 1-1. They play game 3 tomorrow night up here in Providence. Game 1, Providence scored 4 goals in the first 6 minutes and just coasted home. Second game, I think Wilkes-Barre won it equally easily and got really nasty at the end. Yeah, Wilkes-Barre won 6-1 in game 2.
God.
And got real nasty at the end, 6 ejections, possible couple suspensions coming. So
no, it
was lots of fun.
For those who listen, and I hold everybody's opinion dearly, whether or not I follow suit is my call. Well, it's anybody's call, your personal call. But I value everybody's opinion. And for those who have a low opinion of the AHL, completely, I disagree with that, 1,000%. The games are exciting, if not more exciting sometimes than an AHL game. If they're right there, I mean, the only thing stopping them is contracts to go to the NHL, and their potential, I mean, it all depends on their potential. I mean, some AHL games I've been to I've enjoyed more than NHL games. Some of that has to do with the fact that I can move around any seat I want.
And also, you're not spending $150 for a ticket.
That's another thing. You see professional hockey, the same caliber at certain points as an NHL game, and not spend $4,000. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good value. I like seeing the younger players because there's a lot better chance they're going to make mistakes, and that's a much more fun hockey game to watch, in my opinion. I mean, it's crazy, and it drives you nuts when it's your team, but it's fun to watch kind of a more open hockey game. You know,
and nobody's squirting water.
Well, no. There's a lot of back and forth. There's defensive breakdowns and stuff because a lot of the guys are younger players, and they're learning. So I sometimes think it's a far more fun product than the NHL.
The next series that's 3 games in already is St. John's Ice Caps and the Norfolk Admirals.
Norfolk.
Norfolk. How's that going?
Well, it's 2-1 Ice Caps right now, and they're currently playing. Last I saw, St. John's was up 4-0 in...
It's 4-1 now.
Oh, okay, 4-1? Okay.
At the end of 2.
At the end of 2, so...
Breaking news.
Breaking news here, Rotomania. We don't mess around. I said muff around on purpose.
Okay.
It's a replacement of the F-ing.
Oh.
I don't know what I just did to my computer here, but we'll move on. Over on the West, we have two-game deficits already.
Yeah.
The Marlies are over the Wolves 2-0, and the Texas Stars are over the Griffins 2-0. Is it that much different between the two teams on both rounds?
From what I've heard, I've seen nothing of them. Texas is just the powerhouse this
That's
year.
That's what you were saying.
That they're just...
Yeah, Texas is rolling. They won 5-2 and 4-0.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens when they switch up to Michigan.
Yeah. I mean to check in with a friend of mine who's a Griffins fan. I was wondering if those games were even as close as the score indicated, because it kind of sounded like they weren't even that close. But, yeah, we'll see. Never know. Don't count the Griffins out, because they got pride there. They won last year, so hopefully they go home and regroup. I've seen it happen before against the Stars. So.
And the one thing that you mentioned, I'm not sure if you mentioned it on the show or me in private, you both may mention this at one point, the teams, the NHL affiliates that have been eliminated, grab their players.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, anyone who's eligible comes back.
So you got a bunch of guys on the Stars that were just in the thick of it.
Yeah. Griffins, too.
The Wolves, not yet. Wait.
The Wolves are the Blues.
That's right. Yeah, that just happened.
Toronto and
Marlies.
The Griffins are the Red Wings. So.
Penguins, you already know. Bruins, well, they don't have anybody. They got Subban's brother. Has he played at all right now?
He played a couple games in the first round, got pulled from game 5, hasn't played in the second round yet.
I think after that 6-1, that might be changing again.
Yeah. You never know.
Ugh, that's such a devastating blow sometimes to lose that much.
Well, but the first one was 4-0. Sounds like it could be one of those series.
Yeah, 4-1 right now in the second. And that's the only game today, I believe.
Yeah,
we have one game, two games tomorrow, and then three games, and then
starts to spread out. And of course, the AHL teams want the games on Friday and the weekend as much as possible, so they can get as many people in the seats.
I'll never forget when the Phantoms were announced coming into where I'm from, the Cherry Hill area. It was rumored at one point that the new arena in Philly was getting built there. That they were plotting land, and of course, the racetrack was one of the rumors, of the Cherry Hill racetrack. Look that up, Guard State Park racetrack. It's now a shopping center again, another shopping center. But there was rumors for a little while that the arena was going there. And once the Phantoms were announced, and, the arena was already being built in Philly and the Spectrum was going to stay, that opened up a whole new world for me. I was like, there's more hockey? There's more stuff? And then within 3 years, they were the champs. And it went less than 8 to 10 years before they were the champs again. Now we're on 9 years, so if you could keep the cycle going, that'd be great. If you could use some of the thunder of moving back to Lehigh and getting a new arena and one side of that arena being built with two levels of boxes for some reason, that's a great idea if you want to make money and not have people come. Use that momentum. Use it.
You can do the Hershey thing where you win a cup every decade. Just let it. That's what happened for a while there.
Boy.
Wow, Paul is good.
Paul, you're good. I had no idea.
Sorry, man.
my lip is bleeding a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
My fingers would be broken.
Physical pain.
Montreal scored again. I don't even know who got it. Oh, the Gallagher again. Oh, Pat.
Pacioretty, I'm sorry.
Pacioretty. That man, first of all, let's talk about him for a second, because I'm going to move right into. Anybody else have any AHL thoughts?
Nope.
At all?
Not yet.
We might have later. we'll move into the NHL playoffs next, so this will transition, and then a couple of news stories I wanted to bring up. Pacioretty, I thought he was never going to play again. When he got hit against the glass, for those who don't really know or don't pay attention, the glass partitions, when there's a break, there's a little padding, like gym, like high school gym padding, in between where there's a break. And I don't remember who did the hit.
Chara.
Oh.
The huge guy. Oh. The massive guy. The biggest guy in the league.
I'll bite my tongue on that hit then. Paul? No. But, listen, I'm not talking any trash. I thought Chara killed that guy. It was
nasty.
Sure
looked like it.
He basically, I'm trying to picture it in my head, but his head stopped against that partition, but the rest of his body tried to keep going, basically. And I swear to God, I thought he killed him. He's back. He was back less than a year later.
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah, I think he only suffered a concussion and he fractured something. I don't want to say what it was because I'm not sure.
His face?
But yeah, it sure look like it.
Ho, fee, fi, fo, fum. My gosh, I would not want to go anywhere. Like in the video game NHL 14, we play Boston, I go after Char. Come on! I would not want to go anywhere near that dude in a dark alley at a restaurant in a lit setting. I don't want to go anywhere near that guy. But the NHL playoffs are still, there has been no lull in activity, let's just say that.
It's been weird scheduling, though.
Listen, I mentioned it last week, that the scheduling that the Rangers had to deal with was pretty weird. I'm just saying. They went from no games to two games to a day off. It was weird. But while we're on the subject, let's talk about that series first. A week later, Boston-Montreal. Boston was able to take a 3-2 game lead in the series. And go ahead, what?
You just made the weird jump. We were talking about the Rangers, and now you jumped to Boston-Montreal.
Because you mentioned schedule.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm on point.
I didn't follow.
Hashtag on point. So they took the 3-2 series lead, and I really thought after that last game they had this in the bag, because I told you, Boston's got this. But I guess sometimes the atmosphere does affect the game, because right now, as we just announced, and as Paul's lip is bleeding, it is a 2-0 game.
Oh, I can't be quiet this time.
What?
Uh-oh.
3-0.
3-0?
Breaking news.
Yeah!
Power play goal. I think it was Vanek.
Son of a gun. So, while you're watching the game live...
So this one's going to get ugly.
Yes. Hi. Now, as you're watching the game live, I mean, try to be biased. Well, you don't really have to, but you know what I mean. How are you feeling about it? And then Kelly, you.
Well, Boston played their best game of the series in Game 5, and Montreal's following it up with their best game of the series. So an interesting thing with the Julien coach team since he's taken over, I think this is the fourth or fifth time they've had a chance to knock a team out in Game 6, and they haven't done it yet.
Flyers.
They're pretty good in Game 7, though.
Well,
yeah.
That's what we're counting on.
Well, see, now they're going back to Boston, and I don't have to worry about that kid.
Yeah, someone posted the other day. It was after the Rangers won yesterday that the Rangers are undefeated or something.
In Game 7 from the last.
Game 7.
Yeah.
And my immediate thought was, yeah, but like 5 of those were against the Caps, so it doesn't really count.
Well, it started after the year that the Flyers got them. Yeah, I wanted to throw that out there. I had to.
Well, you know.
I don't have a lot to hang my hat on. 40 years, remember 75? Shut up. Yeah, 75.
The first penalty of the game, that wasn't a penalty, right, Paul? It was a phantom something or other.
Game tonight?
Yeah. It was the first penalty.
First penalty was on Montreal, believe it or not.
Yeah. It was. Was it a?
I don't
remember.
Was
that the high stick one?
Yeah, the high stick was pretty.
Okay, yeah, that was definitely a high stick.
That was the high stick. That was pretty high stick. I don't think he hit him in the face, but it was pretty high. That was definitely high. I'm getting nervous watching this now. We just saw the goal on our side. Sorry, Paul.
That's okay. You didn't hear me.
Oh, thank you. I know sometimes as a Flyers fan, I lash out around me.
Just blame him. It's
that's
easier.
That's why I'm in the seclusion of my man cave.
Yeah. Your award-winning man cave.
It is an award-winning man cave.
It literally is.
Wow, nice.
I got a lot of pucks. That is, oh, dude. I thought we had a great collection of pucks.
I used to.
The picture on my Twitter page is only one of three puck walls.
Oh, that is so embarrassing for us. We gotta start catching up. Just have this.
Oh no, I did that. No.
Oh. Yeah, they leave imprints.
No, the cheap ones do. Not the good ones.
Why did now on the replay? Why would see? I get being in the heat of the game, and this is on top of we're talking about playoff game. I know about being in the heat of the game and doing things you're not necessarily. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. But why was Pacioretty trying to kick it in with a skate?
Yeah, why not?
Well, the way this series is these series are getting called, I wouldn't surprise them. They're like, yeah, no, it's good.
You get it to the goal however you can.
That's it.
Get it there, and someone else gets a stick on it and they
kick it to the net and good things happen, right? Isn't that what they say?
Exactly. At least in soccer.
We mentioned it in passing, and we'll obviously update on the Boston-Montreal game. It might not come back by the time we're off air. Moving on to Pittsburgh and New York.
Yeah, move on.
Yes, I am. Pittsburgh, New York. I find it very difficult to try to watch this team, this Pittsburgh team. And that's just the nice way I'll say it. They're playing very frustrated right now. And they're doing a lot of dumb things. And I don't know, Kelly, pack me up on this one. They're letting the Rangers beat them.
But the Rangers definitely got under their skin, and they weren't liking it.
Do you think, I know you just talked about, I'll ask you first then to Paul, do you think the Rangers can beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, even with their seven-game streak? Do you think Pittsburgh has another FU comeback in it? I mean that positively towards Pittsburgh.
I think Game 7 is up for grabs. I think the first goal will be huge. If Pittsburgh gets it, they've got the momentum of the crowd behind them, and they can get rolling. If the Rangers get it, I don't know if I've heard a quieter Pittsburgh than in, what was that, Game
6?
5?
Five. Yeah, Game 5, yeah.
It was silent in there, and Pittsburgh is a great stadium. I don't like the team, you know, but that's great fans. They're loud
it's a loud place.
That was silent because they just saw their team kind of not throw away the game, but they weren't even in it kind of thing. So that first game, the first goal is going to be huge in that. But yeah, I think that's a toss up.
The point I'll bring up to you, and then I'll bring Paul back in on this is Fleury. What happens to that dude in the playoffs?
He seems to definitely be a reflection of the team in front of him. When they're playing great, he looks pretty phenomenal because they're doing a lot of the little things that they seem to forget about in the games where they're not doing so well. But you know, I don't know. They're a very bipolar team. It seems they're fantastic or they're not so good. There's not a lot of middle ground there right now. I don't know. Someone angry Twitter feeds were going out over after the last game with the Pittsburgh fans screaming about this is the most inconsistent team I've ever seen, and just personally going, I mean that's typical of any fans when their team has played fantastically and then plays just an absolutely terrible game with no game in between. There's no transition, just great and then not so great. And just frustration because you want to see your team win. But I don't know. Fleury, there's something definitely, it's in his head. He seems very vulnerable.
Anaheim Ducks and the LA Kings. Your thoughts first.
I don't know. Ducks Kings has been, it looked like LA was just going to take this one and finish up in four games and have a bunch of days off to prepare for the Western Conference Finals, and then Anaheim pulled out game three in LA, which they hung on, but they hung on, and then they played probably their best game in game four, and that series is even. They go back to Anaheim now. Anaheim has home ice back. It'll be interesting. It's good to see Anaheim fight back. I was thinking that they were going to pretty much roll over on this one and call it a season. But they're pretty resilient. And they brought in the kid, the goalie, who just happens to get a shutout.
Gibson.
Oh, my
his
goodness.
First Stanley Cup playoffs game.
That performance? He pitches a shutout.
And he was phenomenal. And, yeah, and Boudreau totally just put on the wizard coaching hat for that one. if it had not worked, he would have been outcast and no one would have talked to him in Anaheim, but he puts the kid in and he's got a shutout. So,
Paul, what do you feel about L.A. Anaheim?
Can you believe that Anaheim's hanging in there with their rotating goalies?
No, absolutely not. Now, before you continue about your thoughts about that one, Anderson, I guess he didn't end up getting hurt?
Oh, really? It was a phantom playoff lower body injury.
Or is he out, and that's why Gibson didn't?
I have no idea. In the playoffs, you're not going to get any straight answers on that kind of thing.
Hey, Paul, go ahead and talk about Anaheim, L.A., and I'm going to stretch to find an answer here.
I was under the assumption that Anderson had been injured. That's why they called up Gibson. This kid Gibson, though, is no joke.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they put him in over Hiller.
Now, does that mean Hiller's going to be looking for another job next year?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. I like Hiller. I just wish he would let somebody else make his mask.
I did not like him since he played in Portland. See, there's another AHL connection there.
Really?
See.
What did you see about Hiller that you didn't like very much? Inconsistency or?
He played for the wrong team.
Well, that doesn't count.
Was he really good against your team?
He was outstanding in the AHL.
Yeah.
One of those things, he's an undersized goalie, so he really is one of those guys who never got the chance he deserved, even though he played outstanding at that level.
Right.
But because I think he's only like 5'8", 5'9", he never got a good look. But, you know, since he has come up, he's been solid.
Yeah.
Sometimes, listen, we all know from experience watching our teams, you know, from you could be amazing in the AHL and be absolute crap in the end.
No.
Not all the time. You could be.
Right. Man, Paul's team won with the journeyman of journeymen.
Well, yeah, I'm saying some.
No, I'm just saying if he wants to play, he's going to play. He's going to find a way to play.
That performance was just amazing.
Yeah.
Another
live update. Greenville has dumped Wheeling. Yes. Wheeling might as well be Baby Pens Part 2.
What league is that?
That would be the ECHL.
Thank you.
So they move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. The old Johnstown Chiefs.
Oh, man.
Now, the East Coast League has a really unbalanced format. So how do they do the East versus the West? Because I think there's like 15 teams in the East and 7 teams in the West or something like that.
Hold on. Let's finish NHL. And then I want you to go into the ECHL.
God, now I got to study.
Yeah. I'll bring up the webpage. I also have to, if I don't do this now, I'll forget to go back to Paul and ask him about New York Pittsburgh. So come with me, folks, on the ADD trip. Any last thoughts on Anaheim and LA?
I'm looking forward to the game tonight.
The only thing I'm not hoping is everybody's like, amazing, this kid Gibson's amazing. I'm like, hold on. He's the next Messiah. Hold on.
Let's not call him Ken Dryden just yet.
No, yes, please. I've been Near Little is amazing. It's not so much. Boucher's here and for the fifth time. Calm down. Get through the playoffs first, because I saw like 50 articles on the 800 NHL, AHL hockey websites go through. Gibson is the future. Well, after he played one game.
It's part of the 24/7 thing now.
They
have to have stuff to write about. You always got to scale it back.
You have a drink and relax for 5 hours. Moving on, you know what? We'll go back to the East real quick before we move on to the last West Coast trip. Paul, your thoughts on Pittsburgh, New York?
Like I was starting to say, I thought New York was dead in the water. They had no offense. They had no spark. The power play was dead. But like you said, Pittsburgh really just let them back into the series. And who knows what's going to happen now in Game 7.
Go ahead. Go. Oh. It is beautiful to watch those two go at it. And the chirpiness, which we will talk about specifically in a moment. I'm very happy because I was hoping for the Flyers just to move on just so they could play Pittsburgh. If that was it, like the playoffs before they played Pittsburgh, beat them, then went to New Jersey. I'm like, no, it was good performance against Pittsburgh.
We're done.
It's okay. I'm not expecting a cut from these guys yet. But this is it. None of these series, but let alone Pittsburgh, New York, has let me down in the entertainment value. And again, we're going to touch on some of that and with Boston in a little while. Moving on to the final matchup, Chicago, Minnesota. I thought Minnesota was dead in the water. I mean, you had a guy like Brizgalov, who I try not to go on that side of criticism with professionals because I'm not doing it. But I sat through years of Brizgalov. 2 years. Years is plural.
It's like dog years, Brizgalov years.
Well,
that
is. It
like
felt like 15 effing years. And it just seems like he'll play 3 great games and have 10 bad. He was not playing up to snuff when this series started, but he has been. I think his play, that is not discrediting anybody playing in front of him. The team itself has been amazing, but he's stopping most of the pucks, quote unquote, from coming past him. I get nervous when the puck shoots and he looks the other way, which he seems to do a lot. I don't get it. He's the only goaltender where the puck comes at him on the left. He's looking at the right. The hell are you looking at? The universe is not humongous over there. I think Minnesota, I think they might take this 7 games now.
Oh, I hope so. Game 6 will be great.
That last game, Pittsburgh and Rangers. You could see the frustration coming out. And I'm not going to trash talk or anything. I'm going to just present it as non-biased as I can. I was going to go for the joke there, but I'm just going to keep it nice. They were pulling a lot of dirty things. And I'm not an idiot. Every team does it. Every team, if they're frustrated or if they just want to try to take advantage of something, they play dirty. There's dirty moves on mostly every team. And you can certainly see in the game, was it last night? Was it just last night? Jeez, days are blending. Where Pittsburgh and New York got very interesting. And at one point, it got real back and forth with all the little
There's lots of after the whistle.
It was a lot of after the whistle. A particular, and I'm bringing it up because the only reason why I say this about Crosby, you can't deny how good he is. If you say he sucks just because I don't like him, that's okay. If you say he sucks because you think he's bad at what he does, you're an idiot. That's just how I feel. We all know how good he is, but he was spearing. He speared
more.
That's right, and it was
slew-footed Girardi,
which they didn't consider slew-footing. They said, it just looked like a normal trip. That's the thing. The NHL deemed that, well, it wasn't so bad because it looked like he was just in the heat of the moment, so we're not going to fine him. But he was also spearing like a son of a gun, as I cleaned that up, and he didn't get fined for that. Lucic was fine, Garbutt was fine for it, Crosby was not fined for it. He did the same BS that those two did. Not one disciplinary action. He probably didn't even get a phone call.
No, well, he did get a disciplinary action. It was just on the ice from my boyfriend, Mr. Lundquist.
Yes, yes. Bury the lead. We're getting there. Yeah, so the NHL isn't going to fine him. Now, the second part of the story, Thornton, I try to add that N in there, of the Boston Bruins, was fined $2,820.52. I love the 52 cents.
52 cents.
The maximum permitted under the CBA for unsportsmanlike conduct for squirting P.K. Subban in the face while the puck was in play as he skated past the board.
Bench.
The bench. Thank you. My gosh. During one of the scrums after Crosby, I think it was the sleuth.
After the spear.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are here. After the spear, there was a bunch of gathering around. Is that the? He gets taken down. Crosby goes down to the ice.
Yeah, he was jumping on the pile because there was
the pile jumped on him.
Well, no, there were like three guys down already because a Penguin took a jab at Lundquist or something like that, and of course the Rangers took offense and jumped on him, and he fell back, and they were on top of him. Crosby went in there to help the Penguin out, whoever was on the bottom of that pile, and Girardi, getting back for the slew foot, pushed Crosby off the top of the pile, so he fell off to the side while a couple other people piled in.
And
there.
Go for it.
As he's falling, Lundquist skated by and thought he might have needed some Gatorade.
Yes.
So he did.
Is that the most awesome, sneaky, just kind of skated by nonchalantly? And
listen, I think both of them were hilarious. But I'm going to get to my point in a second. They're both hilarious. When PK was scooting by and Thornton squirted him, and he's like, ah, ah, ah. That was funny. Thornton was fined at $2,820.02. Lundquist was fined $5,000 for the same thing.
No, he touched the golden boy.
That's if the NHL and people are trying to fight that the NHL is not protecting him. And I saw if it's unsportsmanlike, I don't know what the term he was fined for, but if he's fined for the same unsportsmanlike conduct, how is or maybe 5,000 is the maximum.
No, it just says right there the thing.
I might have not copied the whole
permitted.
Thing. That's what I'm saying.
Thornton's fine was the maximum allowed.
Okay, it was. All right, so I didn't read that wrong.
So there's a $3,000
notes this week.
There's
I think it goes by a percentage of your daily salary. I think that's why Lundquist was able to be fined a larger amount, since he makes a whole lot more than Thornton.
Well,
I think we should put together a petition for hockey fans to pay the fine for Henrik.
Now, listen. I see a problem with that, but you know, of course, some people have an answer for it. Ice Caps, an AHL update, real quick. Ice Caps just beat the Admirals 5-1, and take a 3-1 series lead in that. That's oof. Anyway, sorry. Back to the Lundquist Thornton squirting thing. I'm sure they have an answer for it. That's what they do. They have lawyers to make up answers. I think it's stupid and it looks dumb. My whole point of this is it was funny the first time. But you grown men are getting paid millions of dollars to play a sport that you're supposedly a grown man about.
No.
Stop squirting people in the face. That is the stupidest, childish...
I'd much rather have them squirting each other in the face with water than smacking each other in the head and giving everybody a concussion.
But it's like,
how is it any different than spraying the goaltender?
It's not. I think that's flipping stupid, too, as I don't
fine,
care.
Fine, then just make it a penalty.
That's fine. I don't know why either one of those guys were penalized. I have no idea why he squirted me. They ignored him. Subban was like, hello? No, that's not a penalty. The same thing with Lundquist.
I don't think they saw what Lundqvist did.
I didn't see it until that Vine posted
it. It was only because it was on the TV. Because he was sneaky about it.
Yeah. Stop. I guess you disagree with me, which is fine. You go to your point today. I think it's very stupid for you to do that while you're pulling all this other BS during the game. Put your water down, your Gatorade down. Stop being a little biznatch about it.
Well,
Kelly, you first, then Paul.
Well, I thought Lundqvist, it's clear that Crosby's not going to fight. He's going to trip you and he's going to slew-foot you and spear you in the, you know, nether regions, but he's not going to fight. He's going to step behind the referee. So at this point, why not squirt him in the face? Maybe then he'll actually step up and pay for his actions, or I don't know.
I did notice that he acted real tough when there was a referee in between him.
He always does.
Listen, at least he didn't shoot anybody's glove with a stick this playoff series.
Okay.
I hold on to things. You remember the Philadelphia series?
I do.
Voracek bent down to pick up a glove, and the Golden Boy flipped it away with a stick.
Oh.
You remember? He was like, you can't have it. Paul, your thoughts?
I'd have to agree with you on this one. It was funny once, but it's run its course, and it's time to grow up and man up. And enough of this silliness. Although, wasn't it great that when Thornton was sitting there on the bench yucking it up, and a ref looked at him, and he stopped? like a six-year-old who had just been caught by his mom, and then when the ref looked away, he started laughing.
He laughed again. And the funny thing was, is the camera was on Thornton the whole time, so you saw him go, it was beautiful. Oh, man. That's funny. But then, listen, as much as I appreciate Lundqvist's feeling.
Nah, it's always funny. You guys are wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Because it's water.
It doesn't matter. It's the act of being an unsportsman douche.
Never mind.
No, go ahead. This is the point. Counterpoint.
You're a Flyers fan, so you are all about someone punching somebody else in the forehead.
At least you're dealing it with a kind of like a man.
Oh, it's the man thing. Never mind.
No. Oh, shit.
Let's move on.
No, I'm not going to move on. You're calling me out on this. You appreciate the squirting of the water. You think it's funny every time, even though they're going to get fined every time. It's a waste of time. But getting into a fight where nobody gets fined and it's just a 5-minute penalty, that's okay. That's
water
not okay.
Water is not causing any injuries.
They're fine. Paul, how do you feel?
As someone brilliantly put it on Twitter the other day, is Thornton was just helping him out because divers need water.
I think that's the end of that one. I think I've made my point, and I think Paul ended it eloquently as ever.
No, you gotta get the water off before the next dive. See, and he was in between dives. So.
Look at it this way. The Zamboni didn't have to go over that part of the ice. It was all...
Yeah, that part in front of the bench, it gets all full of snow and stuff, and you know you need to fix it.
Yeah.
I see your point, Kelly. I think my point is righter.
Much defines everything.
It defines every argument. I just say you're right, and I go, I think you're right, too. I'm going to go play video games.
But I'm writer.
But I'm writer in my mind, but yes, honey, whatever you say. Oh, I mean, you're always right, and I never think that.
Right.
Boy. Paul, I'm going to drive up there and stay over the night.
This room, we got a couple empty bedrooms.
I'll just sleep next to the pups.
Watch out. Occasionally, we do have a puck-a-lanch.
That's all right. Oh, man, a puck-a-lanch.
I think that was number 4 on your ways to die, actually, wasn't it?
Just die under a puck-a-lanch?
Number 4, I think. Maybe 5 was puck-a-lanch.
Yeah.
Looking to death by pucks.
Eaten by shark, number 4. Number 5, bludgeoned to death by pucks.
Puck-a-lanch.
Shark, because I just scream like Clint in Jaws. Anyway, back on track. This was a cool thing I saw, and I know I'll get a reaction from Paul because you, like the more mature and better person you are than me, don't give a damn about what people say on Twitter and Facebook. You could care less. You have a thicker skin than I do. Me, I try to stay away from drama and then dive right into hell into it. Martin St. Louis' mother died right before Mother's Day.
Yeah, I want to say Wednesday, I believe, of this past week.
It was.
I thought it was closer to the weekend. I'm not sure though. So.
Okay.
She could very well be right though. There, Kelly.
Yeah, I know it was during the past weekend. It was, I believe, the day before they were due to play game five.
She died Thursday night of a heart attack,
oh,
63 years old.
Okay.
St. Louis, you said what he did was he had his family flown in to be with him.
Well, for game six.
That's what I mean, yeah. So they could all mourn together, but he could do what he needed to do as far as the game going. He scored. He played. Listen, lit a fire under his butt. That man played an amazing game, the last two games. Some people on Twitter, and I think this is an amazing story. Some people on Twitter were criticizing, and on Facebook, saying Louis for not being in mourning and that he doesn't care. Certainly doesn't look like a man who's in mourning. I know. That's why I'm bringing this up. You can see the look on her face, folks. Here's my thought. And that's thought, not thought. I was hoping you didn't catch it, but it was definitely an F, not a TH. Do you go home, sit there and mourn, and keep your mind on it? I understand everybody needs a mourning period. I've been there. Not my parents, but a step-parent. I've been there. Sitting there does not make it better. It makes it worse. If you have time on your hands, you will fill your mind with thoughts of that person. St. Louis decided, am I pronouncing that right? St. Louis decided he's going to play on. And he was able, I think that helps him get better, get through it. And he had an amazing game. I thought it was an amazing story. I don't understand. The internet is a great tool. The internet also gives everybody a voice, and I live by, just because you have a voice doesn't mean you should frickin' speak it. Paul, you've heard.
And it's also easier to voice that opinion when there's no repercussions, when you're hiding behind a computer. I'm going to sound very much like the psychologist that I am trained to be and say that everyone mourns and everyone deals with grief in their own way.
Right.
And these professional athletes have reached the level that they have because of their singular focus on their sport. So to see a pro athlete deal with their grief by getting right back to work, it's not surprising to me.
Kelly.
That was my point. When you had mentioned it, there's no correct way to mourn. And if anyone claims that there is, they're full of it. Everyone has to do what they have to do to go through that and move past it. And exactly what Paul said. If you're a pro athlete, you focus and you've done this all your life. It's something, it's a simple routine you can go to. And there's probably moments for him where he was just, that mom wasn't in his thoughts, and it was just a nice break from the previous days when, of course, she was probably in his thoughts all day. So,
yeah, I mean.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say exactly. When he's on the ice, he gets to get that tunnel vision working, and he doesn't have to think about all the other things that are going on around him.
It also makes him stronger for his family, I think, that he can't sit there. He can be the one that is dealing with it in a different way that other people don't have the outlet to deal with. So if somebody needs to have time with him or, you know, talk to him or mourn on him, you know, a shoulder to cry on, he's like, I got this, no problem. I mean, listen, we all die. The only thing certain in life are death and taxes. And hopefully you can live long enough to outlive your parents so we're all going to know what that feeling is one day. I just, more to your two point, you're right. Everybody does have the right and will mourn in their own different way. I just think it was like when the Ultimate Warrior died. I hate to use the wrestling thing, but that's the latest death that had a quote-unquote impact on me. Not even an hour passed after it was announced. The body wasn't even cold yet, and people were going, he knew he was dying. He looked like You don't know. You have no idea what's going through the minds and the thoughts of others. You're making this up, and you're just spewing from your mouth. Same thing with this situation. He's not dead. His mother, unfortunately, passed away. But to make a comment like that, I think, makes you a lower human being than myself, quite frankly.
Don't pay attention.
I know that. I know.
Just don't waste time talking about it. It's not worth it.
Okay, I'll mention something real quick. Getting off of any final playoffs or NHL playing news. Paul, do you have anything at all?
No, I'm just in shock by the Bruins' total lack of effort tonight.
Right.
But, you know, it would be awesome. It looks like we may end up having
all seven.
Four game sevens. What's better than that?
Really, there is nothing. It's better for us.
There's absolutely nothing better when you are completely
inundated with hockey.
No, you're Switzerland. When you don't have a rooting interest, it's the best thing in the world. When one of your teams is involved in a Game 7, oh, it's horrible, but it can be fabulous.
Kelly, Paul asked you a question earlier. Go into the ECHL thing, how the divisions work.
Oh, good grief. There's a parabola and you need one of those slide rules or something.
What the hell is a parabola?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a big math thing.
You need a parabola. Does this help?
It's so complicated. I don't know how they do it, honestly. I just know that Alaska usually winds up being the Western Conference champion. And then whoever wins in the East has to make that big old long trek out to Alaska for four games in the championship series. I think they do the crossover that the AHL has done. Wasn't that the case this year with if a team in the West had a higher point total than one of the Eastern teams because the AHL was unbalanced as well, that they would have crossed over and played in that conference's playoffs?
I actually think when they realigned into four divisions, they got rid of the crossover.
Okay.
But they used to have it.
Yeah, and the AHL, I think the ECHL does something similar.
Oh, man, there's a long...
Yeah, it's very complicated and involves a lot
If the fifth-place team in the West Division has a greater winning percentage than the fourth-place team in the Pacific Division, then the fifth-place team in the West Division will become the fourth seed in the Pacific Division.
Okay, so it's a crossover thing. Yes, it's all based on winning percentage and then goal differential.
Yeah.
And
the South Division will be determined by winning percentage instead of points. The tiebreaker for the National Conference and the South Division, if two teams tie, will be number one points head-to-head, number two wins head-to-head, number three, goal differential head-to-head, or number four, coin toss.
Number four.
Coin toss.
About the other crap, we're just going to flip a coin, damn it.
We don't.
Play rock, paper, scissors.
The tiebreaker for the National Conference of the South Division, if teams will be tied, will be one, winning percentage games between the teams, two, goal differential games between the teams, three, winning percentage division, four, winning percentage conference, five, the coin.
I think they should just go with the coin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to post it on the site. I just wanted to name the first three things because it's like, how about you just make a half-assed bracket?
I think they should just invite three or four teams to just play so it could be even.
My brain hurts so much right now. I don't even know what happened.
Sorry I brought it up.
No, yes, you're fired already. That's 2 weeks
it's
in a row.
It's just strange that one conference has 15 or 16 teams and the other one has 8.
Yeah. They've, as much as possible, it's like the original 13 colonies. They've kept those West Coast Hockey League teams together out there.
Well, look at those cities. That's going to be the AHL Western Conference in a few years.
I guess so.
So I have the last question I guess we'll end the show on with. Would you eat a frozen treat that was made
with ice?
How did
that not go in? I'm sorry.
I don't know, Paul. I don't know how this story is true. Would you eat a frozen treat made from the NHL arena ice that they played on?
No.
Well, you'll have the option anyway.
Oh, good.
That is just too disgusting to even think about. Think about what those guys do on that ice. Oh.
I know, because all they do at the bench is spit nonstop.
Well, other teams like the Penguins and Blackhawks will bottle it up, sell it. But the NBC, this is Comcast, Universal, will take the ice after it's done, mix it with the team colors, purify it, mix it with purified water, I mean, and sell that as a popsicle.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ew.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, maybe you get like a tooth in it or something.
Yeah, exactly. Some dental work in there.
How is this legal? How is the FDA? Are they announcing this? No, no, I'm not going to the FDA. Are you, Bob? You're going to go to the FDA? No, just sell it out of a truck out front. Is that how they're getting by the legality? They're selling it out of a truck out front.
Yeah, I think they just got a guy who's got ice cube trays and toothpicks.
Hey, get your NHL ice right here.
What was the guy who used to be on the Saturday morning cartoons who used to sing about making the popsicles out of the toothpicks and stuff?
Oh,
he had a big round body and little skinny legs.
The hunk of cheese guy. He was the cheese
guy.
Yes,
but he did a song about popsicles, too. Maybe that's who it is.
Exactly. Look, whippersnapper. Get off my lawn!
I had Yakov Smirnoff in between interstitials between the cartoons on ABC. And that coming up next is the Ghostbusters. Ha, 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 ha. Something weird like that.
That's weird. We had Schoolhouse Rocks when we were little because it was awesome.
Gummy Bears, Winnie the Pooh, real Ghostbusters. Gummy Bears. Sorry. You couldn't hold a gun to my head and say, eat this. That just seems wrong. Look. DeHarnay's face is getting rubbed into the ice. Hey, let me have some of that.
No.
Salt.
You can really taste the Subban.
Salty vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, it's orange like the Flyers. Is that blood?
Yeah, no, that can't be.
So, Kelly.
No.
Moving on real quick.
Oh, God.
I held this last for you.
Yeah.
Rumors that Capitals called Barry Trotz. Wasn't he just let go from Nashville?
He was Nashville's coach.
Since their inception.
Yes. The only Nashville coach, so...
Well, now they have Lavi.
So we'll trade Poyle for...
So I was going to say...
Coach. We can't get away. If it's not the Murray brothers, it's Poyle and Patrick. I don't know.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
At this point, I just want him to name a coach so I... The speculation...
We're going to have another connection down south because I hear Lavi's going to try to move to bring the Cavalier to Nashville.
Well, there you go.
No, I won't put him on the fourth line. It worked, jerk.
I just hope the Caps will put the Gretzky thing to rest.
So you're not liking the Trotz thing?
No. I don't care, actually. He's a good coach.
It's not Torch.
He can put in a defensive system. That would be nice and a change, but, yeah, I don't know.
And also, Paul, how do you feel? Do you care either way?
I don't. Trotz is a solid coach, back from his days in the AHL. I like to try to sound like Pierre Maguire whenever I can now.
Are you going to name just unnecessary facts that nobody cares about? He played once when he was 16 for the Kootenanny Farmers
the
Fish Kootenanny Store.
Kootenanny. How is that not a team?
I'm surprised no one ever thought of that.
I know.
Why are we not marketing hockey teams, damn it?
Nothing will ever beat the Macon Whoopee, though.
Yeah.
That is the best. Yes, folks? Macon Whoopee is a team.
Several teams.
And where are they located?
Macon, Georgia.
Right.
Macon, Georgia.
How perfect is that?
Ah.
We're live in Macon, and we're making the Whoopee. That's fantastic. How is that allowed?
That's a fantastic story. If you can ever find...
And you know what their mascot was?
It wasn't a sexual, was it?
It was a rabbit.
That's
the original Southern hockey.
You know what? I can relate to the Whoopi and the Rabbit. Oh, boy.
There's a great book about the original Macon Whoopi, Once Upon a Whoopi.
That's right.
If you ever get a chance to find that, it's a little difficult to find, but it's a great read about taking a team to making and the whole town just kind of going, huh?
I think that's beautiful.
And the kind of the love affair that erupted between the town and the team somehow, it's a fascinating read. But yeah, and then they brought them back in the ECHL. Well, they started in the Central Hockey League. They brought them back, and then they were in the ECHL for 1 year, and then they died out, and then the WHA2 was the Macon Tracks.
That's kind of cool.
That one's just lame.
That's kind of cool. You can put anything at the end of it and Macon.
Macon a mess.
What about the Macon Bacon?
Macon Bacon. Now, that would work.
Yeah.
We're going to have a league here. We got the Hootenanny, Hootenanny.
We got the Macon Bacon.
Macon Bacon.
We'll come up with more this week. Folks, if you're listening, submit your fake hockey team name at obeythepuck@comcast.net or go to facebook.com/obeythepuck. Or follow us and tweet us at Obey Puck Show and throw us your fake hockey team names. Anybody and any amount, I will try to correlate them all and bring them on the air.
We will form a hockey league.
And we will form the FHA, the Fake Hockey Association.
Fake Hockey League with the completely useless geographical regions.
All right, so what would you name the cup?
Try to get things as far apart as possible on the map.
Any country. Any town in any country I want a hockey league. What would you name the cup?
Cup.
The trophy.
I have no idea. I have to think about it.
The Faking Cup.
The Faking Cup.
Paul, plug away, my friend.
I was still trying to think of what I would call the cup, and it just comes to Jacques Strap or something. You can be the commissioner, Jacques Strap.
The Nut Cup. Finally got Paul to bellow. Paul, get up. That sounded bad. Paul, tell me, plug away. That sounded bad, too. Just tell everybody where you are online so you go back to watching the Boston Bruins.
I don't want to watch the Bruins anymore, no. But you can find me at stadiumjourney.com or follow Stadium Journey at Stadium Journey at Twitter. The new edition of the magazine is out. Check that out. It's wonderful, and there's a great article by yours truly in there. You can follow me on Twitter at PuckmanRI.
Angry Spatch.
You can follow me at Skid Central. One of these days, I'll actually post something.
Doubtful. Don't count on it.
It will be earth-shattering.
Just follow the show at Obey Puck Show every Monday night at 9 on the HIAC Talk Radio Network, HIACTalkRadio.com for all your latest pop culture, hockey, MMA, wrestling, updates, and news. We are a multifaceted podcast network. That was a large word phrase for me.
Wow, yeah. At the end of the show, too.
I can't think of a damn thing.
You didn't
thing
pull about. Anything, did you?
I hurt my back.
Oh, okay.
Right down to the tailbone.
Uh-oh.
Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. We'll be back next week to discuss more of the playoffs. Hopefully we'll have a pleasant update on the Bruins, or we might hear an explosion. For Kelly, for Paul, we'll see you next week.
Craven is there. Craven to the blue line. Poke check by Murphy. Murphy starts the rush. He hits Hunter. He's in a